Okay, today's daf comes right up on the screen. It's Daf Tzad Gimel. And we're holding at the end of Tzad Beis on the Beis. The last thing that we had was this, again, another one of these tension-filled stories with Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Whereas Reish Lakish is saying, I don't even think you're half as smart as you think you are. And that Bechlal, the whole issue is a big mistake. You were trying to say to Rabbi Yanai and that after all it's a Beferish Mishnah that says that this halacha that Ein Kiddush and Tefsin be Yavama. From Beferish Mishnah being that it's considered to be a Dovah Shaloi Bali Yailam. If he tells the Yavama, I'll be Mekadosh you after Chalitza. So it must be that you can't do Chalitza now. So his Rebbe said, well, yes, you're right, but it's only because I showed you the halacha, now you understand that the reason it's a Dover Shalom Baleolim is because it's not Shayach to make Kiddushin even now. You would have thought, I must be, you would have thought that it's a Dover Shalom Baleolim because it's meant to be Chal later. So Reish Lakish said, I would have said that Bechalal, it doesn't have anything to do with the problem of the Dover Shalom Be'olam. Let's just start for then again, four lines up from the bottom. What's Bechalal is the issue over here to tell me that because Kiddushin is in Teifus on Yavama? That's not the point. We've seen a whole series of Mishnayos over here going on Liban Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds Bechlal in Kiddushin Teisa Bechayvi Lavi. But certainly not according to the Rabbanan, which is what you're trying to say that we have learned from this Mishnah. This Mishnah doesn't say anything of the sort. So you still need Rabbi Yanai. Okay, Rabbi Yanai was very nice to you and he told you you had a good raya, but except that he helped you to see it. But Lamais, it's no raya at all. Says the Gemara, what do you mean it's no raya at all? If it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, then if he would have made a condition that the Kiddushin should be Chal only Le'achar Shiach Lotzlech Yivimeir, that the Yavama is now going to be his only after Chalitza, so then Litvisu Ba Kiddushin. Then according to Rabbi Akiva, Kiddushin should be Tefis. Oh my gosh. Because Alibet Rabbi Akiva, his own Shita is that Hashemina led the Rabbi Akiva, Amar Adam Makneda Mashalo Ba'olam. According to him, there should be Bechlal no problem in a case in which he gives Kiddushin now to be Chal later on a Yavama at the time that she will be Ru'uya LeKiddushin. I'll prove to you that Rabbi Akiva Shita is that a person can make Kinyanim on things that are currently out of his control, meaning in the sense they don't exist either halakhically or perhaps physically. And here's the case. It's not. The Mishnah says, Konim Shani Osa Lepicha. If a woman says to her husband, well, anything that I manufacture, the Hana of it should be usher to you. Ain't Tzarich Lafer. He doesn't even have to be Mefer, because since she already has a She'ibud on her Maaseh Yadayim to her husband, because of the Ketubah, so it's not in her hands to say such a thing. And therefore, there's no need to be made for the netter. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yafer. Rabbi Akiva says, well, it's best to be made for this netter, Shema Ta'adif Alav Yoter Min Haro'ilo. Because what happens if she makes more than the amount that she has to make according to the Mishnah, which is the offset to the mezainis that he gives her? And if she makes more, and this actually, according to the sugya over there, this points out, it's only more ha'adafa yedei hadchak. It's where she really put herself out to be able to make more money. And if she does that, above and beyond the call of duty, so to speak, then Enoch Benami, the husband, does not get to keep that money. So since over here there will be a problem if she does do ha'adafa, now he's going to have to start getting into the itty-bitty details of how much of the bank account is he allowed to take, what part is considered to be Yisrei Hanah, what things that she purchases Yisrei Hanah. I mean, it's a disaster. So therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, it's best that he does the hafara, even though Lamaisa, the thing doesn't yet exist that is meant to be usher. He's saying maybe a year from now she'll end up doing more work. You'll now have something that becomes usher because of a nether the year before when the thing didn't exist. So obviously Rabbi Akiva must hold that an Adam can create a chalos, in this case a chalos of a nether, but there's nothing inherently different. Chalos of a nether, chalos of a kinyan, a change in bialos, whatever it is, that all of these changes can affect something which at this particular point doesn't exist. And I go through the kalim, the instruments that to affect these changes now, the changes take effect when it is that they're able to take effect. So you see, therefore, that Reish Lakish's point is not well taken, because according to Reish Lakish, is saying that the only point here would be that the reason that I'm unable to give Kedushin to a Yavama now is because maybe it's going like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva holds that a Yavama is an Isulav and therefore cannot have Kedushin. But the point is, if it would have been Rabbi Akiva, it wouldn't have mattered if the Yavama can't have Kedushin, because the Kedushin I gave was only meant to be Chal after she gets Chalitza. And Rabbi Akiva, the Shitato, holds that in such a case, Adam Makneh Devashiva Bali Olam. So what's the problem? Therefore, the only alternative is to say what Rabbi Yochanan said. Not it's going like Rabbi Akiva, but that in fact it's a raya that even the Chachamim argue in Rabbi Akiva darshan this halacha that the Yavama, there's no Kedusha Toys to be Yavama, like Rav said earlier and Rabbi Yana says here, because of the fact that lo tiyeh means there shall not be the existence of Kedushin. And there's a raya from the Mishnah. It's based on that assumption of Rabbi Yana. Says, wait, that's not so poshut. Because remember that over there in Adarim, Rav Huna Bereda of Yeshua said over there, let us not make the mistake of thinking that this Mishnah about what I make shall be usher on you is based on a halacha of Adam Makneh Devashiva Bali Olam Osir Devashiva Bali Olam. Because it's not, we don't have to get into that sugya b'chlal. What it's talking about over here is that the woman is mikadeshet her own hands l'shamayim. That's what it means. Her hands exist now. And therefore anything that is made with her hands are considered to be the malach of kadesh vis-a-vis you. In other words, that's where we make a neder. It's a kainim, it's like a karma. And that's a davar that is bali yadam. And that's what it's referring to. Bo Merit, the case over here is where she said Yikatshu Yadai La'osehem. Some learn literally she said that, or some learn that it's talking about over here that we read it into what she's saying, because she talks about the lashon of what it is that I do with my hand, so that's what it really means. But whatever, that's an Adorim case. But what's important to us is the understanding that we had a pshat over there among the Amoraim that we shall not use that Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva as an indication that Rabbi Akiva, when he's saying Yafesh Shematadif, is because of the fact that he holds that an Adam can ask for Davar Shelo Bali Olam, and therefore that's irrelevant. That's partially irrelevant. The truth is that the Chachomim with whom Rabbi Akiva is arguing over there, when they say Ein Tzarich La'afer, it's not because they argue on the Yisod of Adam Makneh Devashiva Bali Olam. In other words, if Rabbi Akiva indeed, if we don't learn this pshat of Rav Huna, and Rabbi Akiva is indeed saying Ein Tzarich, that Tzarich La'afer because Adam Eser Devashiva Bali Olam, the only reason the Chachamim argue Ein Tzarich La'afer is because they hold that the woman is mishubedet even for Ha'adafa Yedei Hadchak, even what she put out a lot of energy to do her own project, to make a lot of extra money, and therefore it's Mishu Benet to him from before. So there's no need to be made for it. That's the point. Because if it were just a general machlokas about Adam Makneh us or Davar Shelo Bali Olam, there'd be no need to make it as something that has to do with a woman and her husband and Afara and so on. It could argue directly about whether such a neder requires Afara, as Tosus explained. So it's clear the machlokas between the Chachomim and Rabbi Akiva is a machlokas about whether Ha'adofa is mishubedet to a husband. But meanwhile, they seem to be taking for granted that the problem of lo bali olam is irrelevant here. And the only way out of it is to say what Rav Huna Bereda of Yeshua says, that it's talking about the chalos of the neder was on her hands and not on the things. And therefore her hands, being as they are extant now, have nothing to do with Onamaisa. She's asking that which is already Boli Olam. Now that approach of Ravuna Breda of Yoshua clearly argues on Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak insists, as we will see, that this Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva is indeed based on a halacha that Adam Oser Davar Shalo Bali Olam. Where do we see that? Because Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak said, Yom Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, you should know that Rav Huna's shot, not Rav Huna Bar Rabbi Yeshua, we haven't learned Rav Huna yet, but that the Rav Huna that I'm about to show you, he basically was following the sheet of his Rebbe Rav, as I will show you. And Rav was following the previous door, Rabbi Yanai. And Rabbi Yanai was following Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya was following Rebbe's pshat. Rebbe was following Rabbi Meir's pshat. Rabbi Meir was following Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's pshat. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's pshat was basically all going on with Rabbi Akiva, who holds Adam, Makna, Dovah, Shalom, Bali, Olam, which, as we'll see, he bases on this Mishnah. And now the Gemara is going to go through each one of those deres to see how that line of Rav and Talmud all ended up saying that Adam, Makna, Dovah, Shalom, Bali, Olam, and that therefore, if you want to try to say, as Rav Huna Breda of Yoshua says, that the Mishnah in the Dorim, where Rabbi Akiva says Yafer, is because he holds not that Adam Makadav Shalom, but because he holds that Hadafa on Yadayim that exists right now is not a Shiva, that definitely is not following this line of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Now let's go through it now. He said that Rav Huna was basically following Rav. Okay, what is Rav Huna and what is Rav? Well, Rav Huna is this, Mayi, Dijmar, Hamocher Pero Dekel Kavero. So a guy sells to a friend a tree's production for the year. Now the tree has not even begun producing. It's dormant, completely dormant. There's not a leaf on the tree. But he makes a deal that when the tree produces, the peros will be yours. Now he wants to change his mind. So Achalo Bali Olam Yokolak Zorba. Misha Bali Olam Yokolak Zorba. So before the perot appears, the kinyan wasn't yet chal. Then he can change his mind. But once the perot appear, he can't change his mind because the guy was already kainah. How was he kainah? The kinyan took place before the peros even existed. And it's a davar shelo bali olam. Hence, it must be the Rav Huna holds that a davar shelo bali olam is not a problem. I could still be makna it. Rabbi Gamliel, I'm sorry, Rabbi Nachman Amar, Af mishabo la'olam yakolak zorba. That's not true. Because if it already came to the world and you didn't make any new kinyanim, so why can't you be chayzer? Since it's a davar shelo bali olam, there should be no problem. Amrim nachmodina the ishamid va'achalom afkina mine. What I'm ready to agree to you is that if lamaisa the guy got them, ate them before this fellow comes running up and says, hey, I changed my mind, and the kinyan wasn't chal, the davar shelo bali olam, but then lo mafkina minei, because, look, what, did you tell me I'm not allowed to, but you certainly gave me rishus to eat them. You want to tie to the kinyan isn't chal, what, I'll pay you, but, I mean, what are you tying? I gave you the money already, so I paid you. No, you told me I could. If you wanted me not to, so then tell me not to. We don't take money out from him more than the deal that he already made. You didn't tell me I can't eat. You gave me rishus.
You made the duck.
I paid for it. I already gave you money for it. Rav, when we say that Rav Huna in saying that a davar shelo ba'olam is a good kinyan, is holding like Rav, which Rav? The Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, Omer l'chavera. Sada zu shani lokeach. I'm about to buy a field. I haven't bought it yet. But I want to make a deal with you. Look, I have an in. I can buy it. No way you can buy it. Now, I'm ready to sell it to you the moment that I buy it for a mere 15% extra. So, you want to make a deal, I'll buy it with the understanding that you bought it from me at the moment that I buy it. The kinyan should be chal instantly. So the soda that I am about to buy, likeshe ekhena kenuya lecha
me'achshav. I just held such a contract
on Thursday. Huh? So kana? It's a good kinyan. So that's the pshat, clearly. Why is it a good kinyan? I didn't own it yet. How could I sell something I don't own? You said that Rav, in saying that, holds like Rabbi Yana. Where's Rabbi Yana? That is Rabbi Yana. Where are we? Indeed. Rav. Yom Ravuna. We have Shav Kana. Rebbe. We said what Rebbe Yanai holds like Rebbe Chiya. Okay, what is that referring to? It was a Maisa. Maisa Shari was like this. Rebbe Yanai Havi Le'aris. Rebbe Yanai had now a sharecropper. The minig of the sharecropper was that he used to bring Rebbe Yanai a gift, not from the parish that he was owed Rebbe Yanai, as Tosis explains, but he would bring him every Erev Shabbos, he would bring him a beautiful fruit platter. So he would bring him a kanta de peri kol malach Shabbat. One Erev Shabbos, it's getting late, and he hasn't shown up yet. Rabbi Yanai is getting very nervous that maybe he's going to come, or it'll be too late for him to take off Maisim, trust the guy for Maisim. And so he decided that he'll take off Maisim in advance. So it was Naga Levelayas, he wasn't showing up. Shakal and Asar mi peri de baitayu alayu. He took off Maisim from Paris in his house on the Paris that were coming, despite the fact that those Paris were not yet in his worships.
He had several in his house.
Yeah, obviously. Also, coming to Rabbi Chiya, he comes to Rabbi Chiya and he says, did I do the right thing? Shapir Avan. He said, yeah, you did the right thing. The Tanya, Laman Tilmad Virat Hashem Lokecha Kol Hayami. It says in the parsha of eating Maaser, it says Ve'achalta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha B'makom Asher Yivchar, famous pasuk began Chatzi Rosh Chai Yitzchak and so on and so forth. Leman Tilmad Lirat Hashem Elokecha Kol Hayamim. What's this Kol Hayamim? Well, but some days yeah and some days not. You mean you thought we could take a day off from here? What's this supposed to mean? Lirat Kol Hayamim. That's referring to Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's what it means. And it's coming to tell me that you have to be able to enjoy your Einek Shabbos, and that's the Yiras Hashem, despite the fact that it involves Tikkun of Teva. Now, what do you think the Pasuk is trying to say? L'may Yokata. Ilei Melei Suri Yumechala, what, you're allowed to take off Trumas Meisot on Shabbos? Obviously, I mean, it's only Drabbanan. Drabbanan made it Takana. It looks like that. It's a Tikkun. It's okay. But I'm certainly with your eyes. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that you should do it even on Shabbos. Why the heck should I think you shouldn't do it on Shabbos? There's a malach and take off Trumas and Maaser. So I certainly don't need a pasuk to tell me that something is mutter when it would only be Asim and Drabbanan. So Eilem Ali Suriyu Mechel to take off Maaser and to eat it on Shabbos. But Isur Cholam Mishrei Tiltu Drabbanan. Tiltul is loved after, as with Kivega Pranam, but we've had this a number of times. We use the word tiltul for shvus. You don't need a heter in a pasuk for tiltul the rabbonin, obviously. Ella, love, the only understanding that the pasuk might be referring to is kahai gavna, that even though it's a davar shaloba liyola, and you're going to get it, so for Einek Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. And to be sevach on a davar shalav on the island. That's our Rashi. And Steisman says that doesn't make any sense. Why in the world do I know what Shabbos, and Yom Tov have to do with the price of eggs in China? If you're telling me that the pasuk is coming to address the davar shalav on the island, it can't be referring to Shabbos and Yom Tov, because I might as well wait till Shabbos and take it off on Shabbos as far as the rites is concerned. So what possible difference is there between Shabbos and Thursday? What kind of Shabbos is this, Steisman? The only way to make sense out of it is the pshat is like this. It's Erev Shabbos. Okay. A guy is going to have now sufficient food for Shabbos, but not if he takes off from the food itself that he has. Then he's going to, once he has to take off the Trumas and Maaser, he feels he's not going to have enough there for his family. Okay. So what does he want to do? He wants to take off Shalom and Amukaf. That's the problem. He has other peres that are not yet maaser. Now, that you need to have the trumas and maaser from that which is nearby, and you take off from one thing on another, when one is near the other, you can move from one to the other. That's a d'oraisa. You're supposed to take off from that which is in front of you. Comes along now the post and say, look, if it's going to mean that, you're going to lose your Ein Shabbos. So I would say, instead of waiting until you get to the place where it's mukkah for Shabbos, you're not going to travel to the, take it off even Shol ben Amukkah. Okay. But meanwhile, we see that the Torah is telling me that you should, for such purposes, make certain that you don't have a problem on Shabbos. So you're telling me, you're coming and asking me, a Shaila, did I do the right thing? Was it okay for me to be semech on this, even though, yeah, it's fine, because the Torah says that you should be more makbid on any Shabbos, liros Hashem kol hayomim, than you should be on chubris, that will end up, you're not going to be able to have enough food. Fine. Omar Lay, so he says, I don't know, I got to tell you, I feel really queasy about this. Because when I went to sleep that night after my meal, I had a weird dream. And in the dream, they said to me, uh-huh, kaneratzutz. Now, I figured, what kaneratzutz? It's got to be referring to the pasuk. My love, only come really. They must be trying to tell me, hinei batacht alecha mish'enet hakaneratzutz hazeh. Right, so just like the Navi screams about relying on Mitzrayim to save you when you should have done tshuva. Mitzrayim is a kuneratzut. You had a kuneratzut. You had a lousy spirit. And you were saying mechana because you were hungry and you wanted to make sure you had your nice fruit platter. You're no good man. That's what I understood the pasuk to be, which is why I came to you. I needed reassurance I did the right thing. Thank God you told me the right thing. But how do I understand the pasuk that I heard in my dreams? Nah, he said that wasn't the kaneratzutz. It's referring to another pasuk. Ochi karmi lecha. Kaneratzutz lo yishbor. Upishtekehe lo yichaber. Le'emes yotzi mishpat. What you did was right, was the truth, was the right halacha. Even though you'll say, but it was a weak svara. No, it's right 100%. It was encouragement. You read it wrong because of your own guilty conscience. Definitely was an encouraging pasuk. Okay. So then you said, and Rabbi Yonah held like Rabbi, was a mice with Rabbi. The Tanya. Lo taskir evel el adonav. You are not allowed to give back a servant who runs away. You can't give him back to his master. Now that's ridiculous. I mean, I understand. It's no different than his monkey running away. I understand why there's a din of Hashavas Aveda on a Chamor, but there's no din of Hashavas Aveda on an Eved. Why not? So, therefore, says Rebbe, you know what he's talking about over here. It's Belokeach Eved Almanat L'Shachro HaKosim Endam. Over here it's talking about a guy buys an Eved on condition that the Eved will be freed upon purchase. So then the guy does not honor his agreement, and this Eved runs away. He owes his ben chayr, and he wants to keep mitzvahs. This guy's keeping it down. Whatever, you're not allowed to give him back. So, hey, what's the case? Omra, Nachman Yitzchak, the Kosavle. He writes to the Eved a contract, which says, Likisha ekachacha, when I buy you, hare atzmecha keduya lechameachshav. You now are the proud owner of one spanking new Eved. Well, maybe slightly used. And that's you. So therefore, you see that even though I don't own you yet, but I'm allowed to sell you to yourself. So you see, Adam is my Dover Shalva. Then we said, Rebbe Yosek, Rebbe Meir. What's Rebbe Meir? The Tzan, Ha'emer Isha, Ha're At Mekudeshet Li La'achashet Gayer. Right now I'm a goy, but when I become Jewish, I want you to be my wife. This, of course, was the mishnah that we had earlier. Well, the achshit gairi, when you become a giyoret, I want you to be my wife. I'll give you the kesef kedushin now. Liachashetachrer, laachashetishtachri, laachashiyamud baalech, laachashtamud achotech. I'm married to your sisters. I can't marry you now, but when your sister dies, forget about the suspicious circumstances. You be my wife. Or Leachashiach Lotzlech Yivimech, Enam Akudashis, Rabbi Meir, Enam Akudashis. So we see clearly Rabbi Meir holds that an Adam is Makhdad Abishalab Eli Aylam. And we said Rabbi Meir holds like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Tanya, Yetra Kedom Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Beyond the question of whether it is possible to go ahead and to take off Truma from something that is currently attached to the ground, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says you could do a lot more than that. If you have parents which are tlushim, so they're already chayav now and they're able to take off truma, you can even say, perot arugah zo tlushim, yet truma perot arugah ze mechubarim, or vice versa, perot arugah mechubarim, are truma perot zo tlushim, as soon as they grow to the point where they're one-third grown, which is the moment that when I pick them, they will be chayav in trumas and maizos. Likishi aviyu shlish v'yitaleshu. So once they grow one-third and I pick them, at that moment, they will be chal, and the trumas and maizos become to be chal, and the parents are already chayav in trumas and maizos. So clearly, he holds, if he says, Dvar of Kayomim, that an Adam can make trumas and maizos, and Dvar Shalom Aliyah. And the last thing you said, was it Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov was following the sheet of the previous door of Rabbi Akiva? What was that a reference to? Tzadon konim shani osel apicha eino tzarech laafer. Rabbi Akiva omer yafer shema ta'adif alav yeter minam ra'uilo. So clearly, this entire analysis is based on the opposite of Ravuna Breder of Yeshua. Ravuna Breder of Yeshua claimed that the Mishnah in which Rabbi Akiva said yafer was not talking about a davar shelo ba'alei olam at all. Was talking about her hands, which are ba'alei olam. And here we see the Rav Nachman says, no, absolutely not. That's really the basis from all the dairies after Rabbi Akiva of the psak that automat the davar shelo ba'alei olam. So obviously we have two very different ways to understand that Mishnah in the Dor. Getting back now to our sugya about the ne'emonus of an eid echad in a case where a woman is now in a position of either being a yavam al shuk or being a yavam that's muteris to a yavam, they asked Reb Sheshes, what's the din of an eid echad? We spoke about where two eidim come and they say first this. We don't really know yet what the case is of the Mishnah. This is the reason that we're raising this question, because the Mishnah, we have not yet been clearly medayik. In order to get to the diyukim in the Mishnah, we start with the following mice, in which Rav Sheshes was asked, what would be the din if a single aid said that a woman is a yavam, and she's allowed to have yivam, or allowed to get married, as we'll see later. What's my question? The question is this. Time of the eid echad, mishum demilsa davida leigluya lo mishaker, vachanami lo mishaker. O time of the eid echad, mishum dei daike uminseva, vachakiva de zimna derachem alei lo daike uminseva. Now this is a very confusing remark. What it seems to be asking is, what is the reason that we believe in eid echad by the opening case of a woman where we say you're allowed to get married, we trust the eid echad? We worked it out that the whole reason that we trust the eid echad was because since she is going to have such a chumrah, they said, fuck, so the mother we're going to make up with Kiva son, she's going to do a good job at finding out what happened with the detectives and this and that. That's what we said. All of a sudden, the Gemara seems to be questioning the entire premise, which is very painful. And Tosis explains that it's not as simple as it looks, which we'll speak about in a moment. But what the Gemara seems to be questioning is like this. In a case where the woman had a husband, we have no reason to assume that she wasn't happily married, that she had cast her eyes on somebody else, was hoping that her husband was going to drop dead at any minute. We have no reason to think. Now, we were mater al pi eid echad. There's two ways we can understand that. We could say, and this is, of course, the basis of the Rambam's understanding of all sugya. The Rambam says, remember, why is it that we trust an eid echad? We trust an eid echad because the Torah only said that we need eidus where we have no access to the information. But where ultimately we have access to the information, and nobody in his right mind is going to say the man died when the next minute the doorbell can ring and he walks in. So that wasn't included. There we have access to the information. Over there we could make a judgment as to what the best information that we have on the subject is and work accordingly. Remember, we spoke about this a little earlier. Now, is that the main reason, or is the main reason Isha Daiko Minsa? So do we have a mechanism whereby this aid is really reliable when it's in conjunction with Yishadaikum Insama? Is that us who understands it? And if it's not contradictory to the Sugya until now? Or is the primary reason the fact that an Isha is Daika Mitzvah, and an Eid Echad is really just that which we begin working with, we seek for a solution that we can use this Eid Echad for information. What's Nafkamina? Nafkamina is in a case where we have grounds to doubt the Daika Mitzvah. Because in a case where she falls to a Yavam, over there she knew the Yavam for many years. It certainly is possible that she's been attracted to him for many years. And therefore, if that's the case, she may well grasp at this opportunity to get married to this guy that she's always really wanted to marry. And now that she hears with Eid Echad that her husband died, so she goes through the perfunctory motions of making sure that he's dead and so on. But this is not as good as an Isha Daiko Mitzvah at the death of her husband, the guy getting married, where son doesn't involve evil. So therefore, I need to know if the Edson were relying on the fact that really an Eid Echad under circumstances where a person is not going to tell a lie and he's certainly reliable if he's going to be shown up to be a fool. So that's the main reason. And we're masmich on that Isha Daiko Mitzvah. We don't need a very serious Isha Daiko Mitzvah. But if the whole point is that Isha Daiko Mitzvah, then we're not going to say that the case of a Yavam is the same as the case of the Yish of the Eshesich. So what's the deal? Omar Rav Sheshes said, Rav Sheshes, well, guys, I know what your question is. It's a Beferish of Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Amrula Meit B'nei. Now, you weren't paying attention to the Mishnah. That's why you didn't see it, because you probably assume that Amrula, said in Lashon Rabim, it means two witnesses. I'm going to prove to you that that's not the case. If they say to her, Meit B'nei, I'm going to show you that they is the proverbial they, not two witnesses. So if they say to her, your son died, and then your husband died, and therefore you're chayav and yibum, she goes ahead and she's mityabenet. Then they say to her, actually it's the other way around. Your husband died first, and you were not chayav and yibum, and then your son died. So then, chilufa advarim, now she's a big trouble, because now she's been married to an Ereva. This guy's not her Yavama, is her Yavam. He is simply the Ereva of Eshesach on her. She was never chayavis in Yibam. So now, teitzei, v'avlad rishon, v'acharon mamzer. Okay, that's what the Mishnah said. Now, I want to show you that you didn't understand the Mishnah. Explain to me what the case was in the Mishnah. Echidon, now what? Two witnesses came and told her that she was a Yavama. And now, two witnesses come and say, no, it was the other way around. That's not that we found out. That's a chatreyu trey. So my chaz is the sabachta hani, smocha hani. So why in the world would we say, well, no, they'd say this is no good, she's vada not a Yavama. Understand, I mean, we don't know one more than the other. She's already married, and to say it's a mamzer, what are you saying, it's a mamzer? I mean, at the most, it's trey v'trey, it's a suffix mamzer. How could you pass the guy's a mamzer? And what? That means a mamzer, he's allowed to go marry a mamzer. I mean, the most is a suffix mamzer. And don't tell me, the chitema, maybe you'll tell me, Mishnah doesn't mean he's a mamzer. No, it means his problems a mamzer. It really means suffix mamzer. The chitema, lo dak. That the Mishnah is not really being that medayic in how it uses the word mamzer. The same Mishnah is very medayic in how it uses the word mamzer. Because of Miniktani Seifa, note that the final case of the Mishnah says Harishon mamzer ve'acharon eno mamzer. So that over there the case was, if you recall, that the witnesses come and say, well, actually, at the time that you got married, he had not died, but now he is dead. So now if she remains with the guy, so now the child is not a mamzer. Now what do you mean the child's not a mamzer? Not a mamzer at all. I mean, this is the case that we had. As the Rishonim says over there in the Mishnah. Of course he's a mamzer, because when we say Teitzev, we said Vavlad min Arshin, he is a mamzer. So then he would be a mamzer. So then he's a mamzer min Rabbona. So that means that our Mishnah is being very medayeket to teach me the difference between a mamzer the Oraisa and a mamzer that cannot marry a mamzer. So how come over here if it's a Suffolk Moms it didn't say the same thing? Why didn't it say Suffolk Moms? Clearly, therefore, Shrami Nadavka Katan. It's telling you he's a Mamzer Vadai. So therefore, it's not Shayach to say that this is a case of train trip. Okay? So what's the case? Must be Elalav Shmamina Chad. One witness had come and told her, and now that two witnesses come and say, no, that's not what happens, the opposite. So then it becomes Enochinami, we accept the latter testimony. So what do you see from there? Taima, the Otto Beitreyashka Akrashua. The only reason we say that now she's got to be Tetze is because now two witnesses come and say that he was lying. Halavaki, but if not for that, we proceeded on the basis of the Heter of an Eidah. No. Halavaki, ma'am. So you see from there that an Eid Echad is Deman and Yavama as well, which means that we are Be'etzem relying not on the Daiko Minsima as much as we're relying on the Etzem Sfara, that an Eid Echad is basically Neman in a case where the guy is still accessible, may show up. That's the main point. In which case it would apply to a Yavama as well.
And there's no problem with the Dafka Mishnah was left out for Amru?
No, because they said Amru in the first Mishnah also, which was Alpi Bezdin was Eidach. The they is the proverbial they. You know, there's only one guy to be able to say, everybody's talking about him, so you know. Okay, now there's an Igeri Amri that said, Haloti Baylach, on this Bechal there's no Shaila. Because a woman who comes on her own and said that that's what happened is also believed. It's not. Aisha Sha'amra made Bali, Tinase. Made Bali, Titiabein. If a woman comes into Beth, we know that she was married, and she says, my husband died. We don't need to have witnesses that her husband died. She is believed, and we understand that she would never put herself into a position in which we're going to discover that she was lying and her whole life is ruined. If she says that I need Yibum, also Titiabein. So therefore, if that's true, if she's believed herself, so then that means that we're not trying. Now, even though Lamaisa, this is certainly true. I mean, it's what were we asking? If she's believed, so how could we say that she's not going to do a good job? Because the point is, we know, as Tosus explains, of course she's not going to lie. But she's attracted to the guy, therefore she's going to lie? There's no chash b'chlal that she'll lie. The question is whether subconsciously she'll do a slightly less good of a job in being medayek. That was the issue before. So therefore, this is not a fatal blow to the first lashon. The fact that she's nemenis, it doesn't mean anything. Maybe when the aid comes along, she relies on the aid, and she doesn't do such a good job. But anyway, according to the second lashon, the real question that was asked, Reb Sheshes, was this. Ki tiboy lecha lemishrei yavama le'alma. We want to talk about a case where a Yavama, now an Eid Echad, comes to be Matri Yavama Lashuk. So he comes to tell her, your Yavam died, or your husband died, and then your son died. What would be the case over there? What's the question? My time at the Eid Echad Mishum Dimbil to David Ligliyalo Mishakir. Is it that we trust in Eid Echad because something that is going to end up accessible, the information is accessible, therefore, we have no need of real aidance. Often, I'm a little mishakim. I'll deal my time in aid after. We should be daiko minzva. Vaha lo daiko minzva. Over here, why should we think that she should be medayeket? Maybe she hates the guy's guts. That's the question. Because over here, if she's trying to work it out now that she should not be chayevas in Yibam by claiming that her son died afterwards, that she was pure from Yibam. It could well be that she hates. And hatred, as the Rishonim explained, is much more powerful than love. In other words, the thought that I should lie to engage in an illicit relationship that may show up, that I'm not going to do. But my detest of this man, to think that I should have to be married to him, to this Yavam, is enough to push me over the edge. And then I would say that my son died afterwards. Hell it again. insight. So in this case, that's what you should ask. Over there, the Mishnu dissimulates because she can't stand him, and that's why she's saying it. And in this Lashon, Reb Sheshes came along, and he said, Amar Le Reb Sheshes, Dini Tua. We see this in the Mishnah also. Amrula meit ba'aleh, v'achar kach meit b'neh, v'niseit. If they tell her first that your husband died, and I'm going to show you this is Neidachar again, and only then your son died. So that basically you're not Chayevis and Yivam. And she goes in and she gets married. And then they come along and they say, no, actually it was the other way around. You needed to have Yivam. Teitse, blah, blah, Rishon, Vacharon, Mamzer. Again, according to Rabbi Akiva, who also does a Mamzer, Mekhavi Lami, from Yivam Lashuk. The child is a Mamzer. Now, I ask you, Reb Sheshes, think about this Mishnah. Hey, Shidami, what was the case in the Mishnah? What, there was Trey and Trey? That first two witnesses had come. So then, my chazita the samarta hani smoka hani, why are we relying dafka on the second witnesses? Maybe we should say, look, she's already married, we rely on the first witnesses. And what, and a mamzer? Why a mamzer? It's a subic mamzer. And what are you going to try to tell me? The chitema lo dak. The Mishnah means, mamzer, meaning, you'll find out already. Sophic, Vada, just want to let you know there's mamzeris. It's not true. Because the same Mishnah is very medayik in the Sefer. It says over there, Risha, mamzer, Akron, and mamzer on the same level. Shmamin, the Dafka Katan. Elalav Chad. It's got to be talking about that one witness had come and had said that you're allowed to get married, Lashuk, and you don't need Yibam. V'taymed auto betrayak Hashua. The only reason in this case she has to be outsized is because two witnesses came to say that he was lying. And that if not for that, it would be, in fact, an emuna of an eid akad, even though we can't really trust her in this issue because she hates his guts. Doesn't matter. It's sufficient to have now the eid akad, which, of course, entirely accounts for the Rambam's stress on the Amun of an Adaf in this case, based on this far. Tomorrow we're going to see that there's a way out, and that maybe we could work out the Mishnah, that it's indeed trade, and it's not talking about a case of an Adachad, and there's another reason why we treat, where we believe the second Adam and not the first Adam, and I'm sure you can guess what that reason is. There is one case where we always trust the second Adam. When the second Adam attacked, not the testimony, but attacked the ability of the first Adam to have even seen the testimony, the second Adam said, we don't know anything about it, but we sure know you don't know anything about it, then in that case, then Enoch Hinami, the second cut would be believed, and we'll have to see if we can work that into the Mishnah tomorrow, which moots the whole riot from the Mishnah, obviously.